News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Where new figures from the National Transport Authority show that there are fewer taxis now across the country than there were in 2019. The border region has experienced the sharpest decline, with a 26% drop in taxi licences in County Monaghan since 2019. Limerick, Kerry and Dublin are the only counties to see an increase in taxis. And we sent our reporter, Josh Crosby, out to find out what is going on and causing this.
I remember the days when you used to be able to come out and you know you'd make money. Now you come out and you hope you make money.
I'd say if I was a young person today starting off, wouldn't be able to buy a house and you just would, it'd be so hard.
Long hours and a growing list of fees are being noted as some of the main challenges for taxi drivers.
David McGuinness, chairperson of Tamani Taxi na Héireann. It's just a general neglect. I think one of the policies that lead to a depreciation in the number of taxi drivers was the removal of the transferability of your taxi plate. Like, this is a business as far as most taxi drivers are concerned. You bought the taxi roof sign, you bought the licence, and what you were told 8-9 years ago is, it's no longer yours, really. You're renting it year on year. You can't build up a business and pass it on to your children or your nephews and nieces or whatever. It's the type of, when you die, that's the end of the industry. So all you're doing now is working for a wage. I don't see how you attract younger people into the industry if there's not a broad plan by the Department of Transport, by the NTA, to get new people in and to retain them in the industry.
A part of doing business which is becoming particularly frustrating for drivers is the €2 hotel fee. This will be charged by the app but goes to the hospitality business.
It's a huge expense on the driver now to pick up from a hotel. It's an extra €2 charge which comes out the driver's fee on top of the commission charge and the credit card fees. So it discourages drivers, particularly at busy times, from picking up from restaurants or hotels. It's a type of blind thing that's said in the industry without anybody knowing what it's actually for or who actually gets it.
My name is James and I've been taxiing over 30 years. It's an awful thing because it means, like, sometimes for a job they're taking 15% off the fare plus a €2 extra on top of the 15%. So as a result of that, I very seldom go to hotels now. I don't go to them. So.
Could you give an example there now on an A to B run? So if something was €20...
So if something was, say, €20, so free now we're taking, say, €4.50 off that from me, plus another €2 because I've gone to a hotel, so they're taking €6.50 off that. But the customer pays, you know what I mean? The customer pays me, but I have to pay free now for that. So it's not worth it.
Paul O'Dowd, driving taxis 30 years.
What about this €2 hotel fee? Why is that particularly sour note for drivers?
I don't understand why, if you're providing a service to somebody, you have to pay them. You give €2 of your own hard-earned money. To, I don't know who you give it to. I don't know who gets it in the hotel. Does the concierge get it? Does the hotel get it?
And would it put you off doing a pickup at a hotel?
Yep, I don't do hotel jobs. If a job comes up and I look at it on the app and it says a hotel, I'll delete it. They think they employ us, but they don't employ us.
Free Now says this is part of commercial arrangements with select hospitality partners. Those working in hospitality say the drop in taxis in 23 counties is affecting trade.
Our customers find it very hard to A, get to our premises, and B, get home at night safely and soundly on a door-to-door service. And we find when we drill down into the data, predominantly it's single women that want to get a door-to-door service.
Chief Executive of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, Adrian Cummins, is also a member of the Taxis for Ireland Coalition. He says there needs to be more flexibility, especially in rural areas.
What we want to do is make sure that nobody has any excuse other than using proper public transport and be able to have a drink and be able to get home safely.
Added transaction fees mixed with rising fuel costs can certainly make the industry less attractive. But how do taxi drivers feel about the future?
I'd like it to go back to old school where people knew that they can go to a rank and get a cab, which they can because we're sitting on a rank here now. They're getting rid of our ranks. Like, we used to have 9 here, now we have 4 or 5. So I don't know what they expect. They want people to be able to get taxis, but they can't get them.
I'm 66 now, so I have a couple of years left. None of my sons have interest in taking over the taxi.
So once your place taken off the roof, that'll be the last roof?
Oh yeah. Look, I just had to renew me this license here now. Get another 5 years on it, and I definitely won't be renewing after that. I'll be 71 then, and that'll be enough for me.
You have enough fares done after that?
Enough done after that.
And that was some Dublin taxi drivers there giving an insight into the challenges that are facing them.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.